Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
Everything.
I made it up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I go on and on.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you what, I got to look up this guy real quick because have action.
I used to play with him with Madden when I used Michael Vick on the Falcons, Steiny.
You're talking about Brian Finneran, yeah. Our guest in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
A wide receiver for the Falcons, played there 9 years,
played in the
NFL 10 years.
6'5".
And he's joining us at 1 o'clock. He's a sports radio talk show host in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he's a on our sister station, so okay. He's going to be joining us at 1 o'clock. Let me see. Is this guy still in the league? Let me look.
What you mean in the league?
Hold on.
No.
No, it's not Finneran.
Okay, I was like,
goodness gracious, he's 49.
Kid has been
I was going to give Guru an opening here. Ben Simmons still in the NBA? Is he on the Clippers still?
I don't know. Tell me.
Because you still got a shot at winning that bet. Because
Lonzo's back. I saw him yesterday in Cleveland, Steiny.
No, he's under contract. Oh, no, he isn't. It doesn't look like he's
Ben's
in the league right now.
A high rise in L.A.
Oh,
downtown.
Boy.
We both lost that. How about that?
You know what? Let's agree.
Now, real quick, you know, the boss, I'll get back to the Niners. But
hell, the boss.
Evan has me so fired up because he's living. And he's going to this concert tonight to see Chance the Rapper. And I asked you during the break, and I asked Evan, the best concert, real quick here, that you've been to in your life, Steiny. And I'll share with you two mine. Evan, yours. Yours first. The best concert.
The best concert I think I've seen in person was Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals.
What a compliment.
Is that the other night?
No, that was a different concert. It was at the Shoreline.
Anderson .Paak. Who would have known? And how about yours?
It's really not even close. Bruce Springsteen.
Where at?
Oh, I've seen him everywhere. Not everywhere. I've seen him back east and here. Probably seen him 6 times.
He was incredible.
Untouchable.
Look at Elliot Ness. Now mine is
more energy than any concert and longer than any concert. He used to play for 3.5-4 hours. I swear to God, he used to have a big bucket of ice water on stage with him, and after every few songs, duck his head into the ice
the
water,
boss.
Shake it off, and. So anyway,
those are hell of awards that you guys are giving out. Mine is, and I'm going to catch hell, but I don't live my life this way because this dude's in jail. It's R. Kelly, the performer, though, Steiny. I've seen him, my wife and I, like 8 times. Steiny, no, I'm just telling
I'm just not in this
on
one.
On his craft, the feeling.
Risotto gritting his teeth as we speak.
Right.
Evan looking away.
No, Evan.
The boss on his way.
Just call him Robert so people don't know who you're talking about.
I don't want to live in a world that we can't. Anyway, R. Kelly for me is done. It was incredible.
I want to live in a world where people like that are never spoken
I'll
of again.
Oh, man.
Period.
All right, back to the
That's me. Back to the Niners. Yeah. Brian Finneran coming up in about 5 minutes. Former wide receiver for the Falcons. Now works on our sister station, The Fan, in Atlanta. Talking to him. See if the... See if he thinks the Falcons have staying power.
Man, 3-2.
Let's go to Damon in his dump trunk. Wants to talk about how Kyle Shanahan or coaches should coach. What's up, Damon? How you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
You know, I was listening to you. I was listening to you as Guru. And first off, I'm a Niner fan, not a Mac fan, not a Purdy fan, just a Niner fan.
Okay.
I want the best guy out there to give us the best chance to win. And I remember when Purdy first hit the scene back in 22-23, and everybody was, you know, talking about Purdy, and they're like, oh, well, you know, he's a seventh round, and, you know, should we, you know, whatever, whatever. But it didn't matter where he was picked. The draft status didn't matter. You play the best guy, and at that time it was Purdy. And I feel like now we're kind of in a similar place where it is now Mac, and Mac has been playing better than Purdy played last year, and pretty much any game Purdy played this year. And the conversation is a little similar in the fact that it's like, it doesn't matter who just got the check. You play the best guy that's going to give you the best chance to win. You know, you play the guy that's going to give you the best chance to win. And that's just my thoughts on that. I'm just hearing a lot of people, you know, push Purdy, but Purdy hasn't pushed us on the field.
Wow.
Not in a year.
Wow.
Maybe he can at some point, but he hasn't. And we're just kind of expecting that he's automatically going to come back and be the Purdy from 22 and 23. I haven't seen that yet. So,
I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it, D.
Yeah.
See, I think Kyle Shanahan also is the kind of coach, and cutthroat might be too strong a word, but he's also the kind of coach that looks at it, like, I don't think he looks at it as though, what am I going to do? Like, I think he's so confident in himself that he looks at it and he goes, well, we have Brock Purdy under contract for 5 more years, and we've got Mac Jones under contract for another year and a half, and right now, Purdy's hurt, and so I'm going to go with Mac Jones, and if when Brock comes back and he's healthy, I'll put him in, and we'll evaluate him. And if I don't like what I see, I'll go back to Mac Jones. And then you know what? If we make the playoffs and Mac and we think Brock's not healthy enough and Mac Jones takes it to the playoffs, okay, we'll ride it out, and then what happens? Then what? Then what? Well, then we come back next year to training camp, and we've got Brock Purdy under contract and Mac Jones under contract, and we'll figure out whether we want to try to do something or not. That's what.
But what about the perception?
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about that. I don't think.
Man.
Because he's not, like, they're not doing anything right now to Brock Purdy that's saying we don't like him.
Well, they're giving him $181 million.
He's not
going to
put him on the field unless he's healthy.
Man. Hey, you could be right, Stoney. You could truly be right.
And also, From a logical standpoint, all these injuries, not just to the quarterback, to everybody, you've seen it. Why wouldn't you want to have two quarterbacks if you can? Like, they're right now.
You're not. Brock, somebody's coming for Mac if you don't do if something.
Well, first of all, he's under contract next year.
Okay, I got you.
So fine, then trade him.
Yeah, no
trade
doubt.
Him.
I got you.
That's fine.
I got you. But what if he ended up going on to have a better career than Brock?
Oh,
I hear you can't live your life that
right.
way. But
and
I'm
who's
just
to say they couldn't trade Brock?
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think John and Kyle are impressed with what they've seen through 4 games from Mac Jones?
I think they signed him feeling like that's who he could be.
Right.
I really do. And I think, you know, I think they signed Garoppolo because they thought he could turn into the quarterback that they kind of turned him into.
Yeah.
Now he got hurt, and then some of his limitations showed up. And they were like, yeah, you know what? He ain't really it. But it took 3 or 4 years to come to that conclusion. You know, it's certainly possible that Brock Purdy, I'm sure you could find a million quarterbacks that had a couple great seasons early in their career and just never really got back to it for whatever reason. Maybe the league catches up. Maybe,
a lot of film out there.
Maybe too much, you know, just too many injuries to overcome. I don't know.
But I'll say this, just for my liking, I know we'll be joined here with Brian Finnerman here shortly. Now, why would you laugh? Why would you laugh?
It is funny.
Evan, what'd I do?
Finnerman. It's okay.
But it is funny. You
well,
laugh at yourself.
It's funny now. It wouldn't have been funny if you were wrong.
That's right. And I'm going to stay on my last study.
You know
I just forgot what I. Thank you.
Glad we did it now.
I just helped you avoid a Casey Johnson moment.
I got you.
Anyway, we're going to have Brian Finnerman in at 1 o'clock, host at 680 The Fan, sister station in Atlanta. So we'll go to him.
Yeah. And we'll call him Brian.
A lot of people saying Prince on the Boxer and Gerson work. Attorney injuries tech. Oh, God.
You saw Prince?
Yeah.
Thanks, Evan.
Where?
Me out.
Coliseum. 1990-ish, around there. When I was hitting it hard.
Oh, my God. A long time ago.
Yeah.
But he played he played at, was it Chase or the Oakland Arena?
I want to say Chase. I missed that.
Pretty soon after he passed.
Yeah, Evan, I went and saw Prince.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw a New Edition. Nobody asked. But yeah, I've seen some goats, but that Kelly dude, man.
Surprised Steiny didn't say Dylan.
Or Rick James. What did Rick do when you went? That was your first concert.
Rick James was great. Problem with the Rick James concert.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Problem with the Rick, and the concert was great. Problem with it. Oh, that's why I liked it. I kind of fit in. No, it was an all-day. It was an all-day concert, and it rained for a big chunk of it, which kind of put a damper on things. Mm. But now that was a great one, and it put a damper on that too.
That's
the rain. No, that was the Rick James, Kool & the Gang.
Look at my man, Black Mets,
Atlantic Star.
Boy,
it was a good concert.
My man got
no
that card. Yeah.
I got to tell you, Rick James.
Black Mets. He had some. Yeah. He had some struggles.
Rick James did some stuff on that stage that my little.
Give it
my
to
little
me,
10th
baby.
Grade suburban eyes and weren't really aware.
Right. He was before his time, though, Stoney. He was incredible.
Nah, he had some great.
It's just something about actors, actresses, or actors. You call them actors now. Musicians that they have these demons. You know, they're good in one thing, but then.
See, I'm a believer that everyone has demons.
But,
I believe every person on earth has a dark side.
But for the average bear that doesn't have a skill set like the famous people, you think that skill set would keep you away from the demons? Like, we're just average Joe.
No, a lot of times it accentuates the demons.
But why is what I want to know?
Money and fame.
Damn.
You know what Van Morrison said? Fame will eat your soul down in Hollywood town.
Stoney said money and fame.
Yeah. Money and fame. Fame and money.
Don't LeBron be has it. Curry
don't be
has
seduced.
It.
You're among the most likely people that I know who would get seduced by money and fame.
I'm on record as telling you. I didn't make the NBA. I had 10 baby
See,
mamas.
Isn't honesty great?
I can tell
it's
you
just
right
like
now.
When you said, Stoney, would you be in my foxhole? And I'd be like, I'd be lousy in your foxhole. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but that bothered me.
Well, it bothers me, what you just said. But it was honest, right? You can never be upset at honesty, can you?
Money and fame, that hit me.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I have either.
Hey, they had Greg Cosell on yesterday.
Give it to me.
And they did ask him about the Mac Jones game and the offensive line. How did Mac play? I always like to hear Greg Cosell's voice.
I think the O-line has been struggling. I don't think that's a profound, you know, I mean, in some ways it's a Captain Obvious statement. I don't think I'm telling you guys anything that fans watching don't know. You know, I think the interior three are struggling in particular. You know, Pooney did not have a good game this week. I don't think Brendel's played as well as he's had in the past. So I think ultimately it's a concern. But to going a step further, I came away from watching the offensive tape. I felt Mac Jones played a great game. You know, given the situation, given that he was under pressure quite a bit, I thought he played at a really, really high level in this game.
You know what? Man, that's our guy, Stoney. Kyle was asked kind of the same question and said, you know, outside of the interception, he thought Mac had an okay game too. And he did. He almost threw for 400, but it's not just about the yardage.
I thought Mac Jones was good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you gave the ball away. And I love Cosell, but he did. Remember how we ended the show Friday? I was a little annoyed. Yeah, and you said I should have been annoyed.
And I missed you at the cafeteria. Yeah. I wanted to put my arm around you, man.
Yeah, I thought we were just having fun.
Yeah, I got you.
It got a little serious.
I came back Monday and re-brought it back up.
And, you know, I just said, you know, I was kidding around a little bit about how, you know, the East Coast was blaming Harper and Schwarber, not the dude Kirkering who threw the ball away. And I just said, yeah, we have a tendency to do that. And we never, you know, we got sacred cows that we can't criticize.
Damn.
And one of them, clearly, is Trent Williams. No, Trent's not a problem.
Play it again.
No, it's just been the interior. But, just the interior.
He could be keeping it real, Stoney.
I think the O-line has been struggling. I don't think that's a profound, you know, I mean, in some ways it's a Captain Obvious statement. I don't think I'm telling you guys anything that fans watching don't know. You know, I think the interior three are struggling in particular. You know, Pooney did not have a good game this week. I don't think Brendel's played as well as he's had in the past. So I think ultimately it's it's a concern. But to going a step further, I came away from watching the offensive tape. I felt Mac Jones played a great game. You know, given the situation, given that he was under pressure quite a bit, I thought he played at a really, really high level in this game.
Now, see what I mean?
Yeah. If no, let's keep it real. There's no agendas there. Second year player,
interior, and then the center, that nobody knows.
He said interior. That's the meat. That's the come on. That's the middle.
Trent gave up four pressures on Sunday, second most on the team.
Yeah, we're all going through something.
I'm just saying.
But for him to leave Trent out, Steiner, he was talking about the. Come on, man.
See, here's the thing, and
you just got to throw him in there.
You think I'm kidding? But I'm not. If Trent Williams in his prime is 100, okay, he's the best ever.
One of them.
Okay. And now he's down to an 80. Okay. He's down to an 80. He's dropped 20%. Okay. Dominic Pooney last year had a good year.
A great one.
Yeah. He was an 80. Well, now he's struggling to a 60. They both dropped 20-25%. Why doesn't Trent Williams get lumped in there?
Because
I thought the offensive line was a unit.
Yeah.
None harmful.
I wish you were on that. You could bring that up with the guys. But he was talking about the interior.
Right.
So that
making Trent, it sound like Trent's been doing his job. He's not in this one.
But wouldn't one who knows, just Cosell, if he doesn't, and I don't believe he does, Donnie, let's just be real here and human. If he doesn't have an agenda and he gives you that take, that to me would be or go against ones that say in Trent's, I'm not saying he's having an all-pro year, but you might need to step off the gas of lumping Trent in with the rest of the game. Because Cosell said, I watched the tape,
The point is this, the interior saw the interior do bad. The point is this. Certain personalities, fans, pundits can have, they just don't go after the big boys. They just don't.
You're into that.
It's because it's a fact. You know, it's just like, we over-talk about Kuminga and his role.
But we understand why.
No, I don't.
He could, if everything went well, he could be part of the future. He was a number seven pick in the draft.
But that's 5 years ago. What I'm saying is we talked so much about Kuminga for somebody who's such a small factor on this team. And it's just like, everybody knows Brendel's mediocre. Well, of course, Brendel's not playing well. But what about Trent?
Okay.
Oh, Trent's been great. No, he hasn't.
Let's do this. Let me, Evan. This might be another, you know, one of my bad analogies, but it feels good. So, would you say, Stani, between the three of us on our show, 10 to 2, Stani, Evan, and Guru, would you say you talk the most?
No.
You do with your role that the stuff, the ins and outs, and the reads. I would say you talk the most.
No, I think you still. I'm being serious.
No, I think you talk the most. Come on. Okay. All right. Traditionally, one chair talks more than anybody,
okay,
right?
Okay, fine.
It's your job.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay? And sometimes I'm lazy butt over here. I'm like, boy, I ain't got to do that. Of us three to have a successful show, I think it's fair to say you need to be on your A game more than either of us.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Then that's how it works for sports. The better players.
Right, so if we have a bad show, I should get most of the blame. If the 49ers have a bad offensive line performance, Trent Williams should get most of the blame.
But not if there's four other spots on the O-line that are not doing their job. But he's supposed to be
he's the highest paid. He's supposed to be the best. He has now slipped everybody else.
Well, can't he be immune?
No, why is he immune?
Because Cosell's telling you he watched all five.
Well, that's one guy. I'm talking about a general thought. We've got a lot of fans that treat certain people like.
I'm just telling you, I took that as Trent didn't have the worst game.
He's afraid of him. He's afraid of him. How about that?
But you know that's not the case.
I don't know.
He's playing well.
And that
How come he didn't say the interior lineman is killing a great season by Trent Williams? You know, Trent.
Well, that's a different story.
I'm an offensive line expert.
That would be a lie.
And this is one of Trent's better years.
That would be a lie.
Well, I don't
but
know
we're
that.
About
I don't,
just this past
but nobody
Sunday,
knows anything about line
think,
play.
I don't think Cosell does. And I don't think he saw it on display as Trent had that bad of a game. That's all. Not season. But you want to throw him in?
No, he's having a great year.
No, see, hey, I didn't say that.
Well, apparently Is he having a good year?
I'll say he's having an average year. Below his standards.
Thank you. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
This run offense is on, this run, yeah, it's on everybody.
Hold on a second. Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think a lot of times the best players don't get that much blame because generally they're playing well.
That's correct.
Like they're responsible for their team being in the game even if they lose.
Evan, you Stoney Hill, San Jose Jazz fan, my guy, our guy, goose skating on thin ice, playing with fire with that question.
And Stoney just threw you under the bus in the YouTube chat.
No, and I said it on the air. I think you talk more than me. I said it on the chat. I said, I think Guru talks more than me.
Evan, how it's fine. There's no wrong answer from the goo, Evan. How there he talks more. It's his job description.
I think word count would probably be slightly in favor of Steinmetz.
No doubt.
But that's the job,
he says
though.
Slightly.
But I
can disagree, and you don't have the facts.
But it's not like I'm up 81 and I'm saying we're tied.
Well, first of all, if you get credit for when you blurt out... It's not even close.
Evan, thank you, man. Kastani, I'm here every day. You got to do a lot more stuff. Sometimes I feel guilty.
You also got to set things up and ask questions.
I know all that, and I still think he comes around and laps me a little bit.
Chris A? Guru interrupts more, no doubt. Well, sometimes I got to get in, Chris.
Can I be honest with you? The number two guy should talk more than the number one guy,
but
honestly.
Not natural. You got more stuff to do reads.
Right, but in a
We're
perfect
being
world.
Joined by. Then your takes. All I do is takes.
Sounds like you're a little sensitive. Let me guess.
I love the analogy. Let me guess.
You need more touches. Now no, you're Jawan Jennings.
I'm the host who would let you know if I thought if my touch distribution was not where it should be. I'll let you know.
Oh, boy.
I got you. The boss will tell us
Guru
in our meeting.
Definitely doesn't talk more than Steinmetz on Thursdays.
That thing's a myth.
Yeah, it's getting there.
No, seriously, you put my third. No, it's always been a myth. You know, you always had fun with it.
Guru. Come on. You got to go 2 years without missing a Thursday before that goes all the way away.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah, please.
A year.
Oh, man.
All right. That's fun. I'm fun.
Will is coming in hot, I believe.
Thanks to, like to thank Brian Finneran for nothing.
He still may come.
You know what? I don't want him. Oh, I don't want him. 1 o'clock is 1 o'clock. I want him. The Heat. If you can get him, you can get him.
Is he in
it's
there?
Just
oh,
shtick. Don't worry. Oh. I'll take Finneran if we need him.
Oh, man.
I actually do want to talk to him about Atlanta. Find out if he thinks it's a different kind of Atlanta team than they've been in the past.
The fact is many people think I talk more than you is just incredible. BJ Kemp by far, goo? Stop. Now I'm louder.
You know, it's like there was something.
You start the show and go
happened.
3 minutes before I get it.
I never go 3 minutes. Ever. And you know what I do a lot of times? I come out and I go, what do you think? And then, you know, at 10:09, I say, all right, 888-957.
Real quick, before the break, you know what the boss said?
What did he say?
Probably Steiny, but boy, Guru gives him a run for his money.
Like, that's bothersome
Why?
To me.
I want you to talk more than me.
The ins and outs, it shouldn't even be close.
All right, what's coming up on a game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here man. For good. Hey, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk at Sunnyvale. Starting at 3 p.m., they'll have all the early games on, and the Beer Garden, Oh, man, it's going to be open. And not only is it going to be open, it's going to be rocking. There's going to be a DJ there. Bartender's going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. And if you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. You drive to Laughing Monk, park your car, shuttle to the game, watch the game, shuttle back to Laughing Monk, get your car and get out of there. Free. That's what the shuttle costs. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
And that's what life's about.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.